This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves because, well, that's what we do, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Richie Rich.
Just the two of us tonight here on a Sunday where you can call in live.
It feels so intimate.
Yeah. So pretty much any day of the week, if it's 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time, you figure that out for your time zone. Sorry. Can't do them all. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we try to do here. So we are no longer taking Discord calls. There was Discord decided to deplatform us.
Sons of guns.
Yeah. They have not been clear as to why. They apparently, maybe some people said naughty words in the Discord, which seems like what people say in chat rooms. But, you know, I don't know.
Was it the bullying issue, the drama that happened a few weeks ago?
Who knows?
Okay.
I don't know what drama happened.
Oh, yeah, nothing important.
Yeah, nothing I care about. I mean, you know, because we call it the Free Talk Live chat room, does it mean that we somehow control the people who chat there? In fact, quite the opposite. It's a pretty free place. You can say what you want, and, you know, good luck.
And that's how you get in trouble.
Yeah.
That's why they have moderators.
If there's bad people saying bad things, kick them out.
Well, then you need someone to moderate. That's the whole idea.
Well, no, what I'm saying is the Discord should do that.
Oh, okay.
And so one of the things that we do as far as moderation, rather than kicking somebody out, we have this this area, like the rubber room for trolls, right? I think that's what it was called, or toxic user zone. That's what this one was called. So the toxic user zone. It's not like you're not warned. When you click toxic user zone, you know you're going to receive a big old fat heaping portion, steaming pile of refuse, right? Like, the person on the other end is awful, and that's why they're relegated to the toxic user zone.
It's like the first time you click on 4chan.
I don't know what it's like, but it's awful. I mean, like, you know, half the users in there I've got blocked, you know, because I don't want to see the stuff that they say. So anyway, no, won't be any Discord calls tonight. You'll have to make your calls on the regular telephone at 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450 and then the word free, 3733.
Is the new platform public information yet? I wasn't sure because I
don't know how to tell people to get to it.
Okay.
So it exists, and there is a new platform. We've replaced... we've replaced the Discord with another platform, but Ian's going to have to tell you about it because I don't know how to do
it. Okay, fair. I set my account up, so I'm in there.
What if you went to discord.freetalklive.com? I bet he forwarded it to it.
That's possible if he did that. I didn't do it that way because I got, you know, I'm also in the Telegram group, so I got the message saying, like, go to this site to set up this, you know, this new thing. And so I did. Spent last night, a little bit of time last night, or was it this morning, doing that. So I'm in there. I just wasn't sure. Because there's also some drama starting in that one, and I wasn't sure if, you know, the public knowledge was being made. Because, like, you know, I limited it to just a handful of people so we could get this thing up and running. There's already stuff happening in there. So wait for Ian.
Yeah, there's going to be at some point or another the ability to take calls off of this new platform. But
differently. You gotta like, private message. Yeah, you got to download the app, private message the LRN Studio account, and then wait for us to start the chat.
I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Sorry. I mean, you know, I haven't got training on this. I don't get paid for this.
It's as fresh as it gets, man. Like, it was literally either late last night or early this morning where I got the information. So,
yeah.
Cutting-edge stuff.
Anyway, here's the telephone number. You can do that. 855-450-3733. So, in the times here where we've had special autonomous zones set up by people who clearly had no business doing so, and a variety of different folks that think that they're going to have little revolutions, the American Institute for Economic Research, in the form of Art Cardin, who is the article writer here, has decided to put out a primer on how to throw a revolution.
Great.
Yeah. And I like it.
Okay, let me preface this as well by saying I may be one of the few people that supported the autonomous zones for what they were at the time, even if I didn't agree with the philosophy of those running it, right?
I get where you're coming from on that, but it seems like there was a little bit of protesting going on before the whole big summer of protests that we had. You remember when there were gun-toting people in the Michigan State House demanding to not be put under house arrest without a habeas corpus for an indeterminate period of time?
You mean the right-wing terrorist group?
Oh, is that what we're calling them? See, that's the thing is that the leftists had every opportunity to support people that were protesting against the overreach of government. And then somehow I'm supposed to support them when they do it, but I was supposed to look at the other people as terrorists.
Well, because one group was doing it for safety issues, right? Police accountability is clearly a safety issue, and the right-wing terrorists were just doing it because they wanted to get haircuts and didn't want to stay home for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I understand.
So clearly a difference.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. If the now that we're celebrating the six-month anniversary of the 2 weeks for the flatten the curve, 2 weeks, everything was honky-dory for 2 weeks. I mean, if they would have done 2 weeks and said 2 weeks and everything would have been 2 weeks, then sure, no problem. But the thing is the 2 weeks turned into 2 months.
Real quick.
And nobody apologized. Nobody said, we effed it up. We should have done this. We should have done that. And now they want to do another lockdown. And I've got an article here where they're talking about, might need another lockdown. And this has happened in the past.
Well, because it's getting cold. We're getting into winter.
Places have had
virus breeding season.
Yeah, lockdowns. And what's going to happen? Are they going to try this again? Because I don't think America's going to go for it.
Oh, man. I hope they don't. I'm not convinced. Because for me, the people who are now opposing the lockdowns that weren't initially, right, they're not opposing it on principled grounds.
Uh-huh.
Right, they're opposing it on, we're just worn out and we need to...
I am worn out. I mean, like, end of story. I am sick and tired of this stuff. Shut up about your stupid mask stuff. You're going to tell me I go into a restaurant. I mean, this is some real dolt moron crap. Like, I'm going to go into a restaurant. I'm going to put my mask on when I go in the door so that the hostess doesn't get the COVIDs. But when I go to my table, I take it off so I can sip my water. And then I don't have to put it on for 45 minutes while I enjoy my meal or an hour and a half, however long I'm there. And then, but if I have to go pee-pee, then I have to put my mask on to walk to the bathroom. And then I got to, when I get back, I can take it off. And then when it's time to leave, this is so dumb. Like, sitting people don't spread the virus as if.
Standing people do. That's why you got to
wear a mask. This is not about safety. This is about compliance. Compliance with dumb rules, and I am sick of it. Now, I get it. You're in an office building, and somehow you have to work around people for 8 hours a day. And
with the air conditioner circulating, all that.
Whatever the hell is going on there. But that's not my life, and it's not what I have to do. And the only thing I have to do is go into the grocery store and go into the restaurants. And I don't have to go into a restaurant, obviously.
Then it's just a small sacrifice for you, Mark. Just put on the mask. Fall in line.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing because I can't get a pizza without walking in, right? But it's dumb, and everybody knows it's dumb.
Right. I'll agree with that. One of the things, private conversations with some anti-mask friends around here, I feel like they're running out of places to go, right? Like, the walls are closing in on the anti-mask folks. Because businesses are complying, certain areas like Keene has the mask ordinance in town.
Yeah.
So now you have businesses that either have to comply or what?
Right.
So,
they're turning businesses into unpaid deputies for their little adventures. If they let somebody come in, as opposed to enforcing their own damn laws, right? Like, what do we hire law enforcement officers for Instead of enforcing their own rules, they're like, oh, you're going to have to enforce them for us, or you're going to lose your business license. And this is one of the reasons license shouldn't exist.
Time to overthrow the state.
A license is simply them taking away your rights and then selling them back to you. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach three surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We're getting ready to read the American Institute for Economic Research's primer on for revolutionaries here.
10 questions for aspiring revolutionaries.
Indeed. I think it's going to be very interesting. But first, I want to tell you about Divvy. So Divvy is a cryptocurrency. But You know, I was just dealing with cryptocurrency today, somebody who was a neophyte, and they needed some help. And I tried to lend a hand, and, you know, things weren't as seamless as they could be. In fact, the poor lady couldn't make her transaction and had to wander off.
That's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. There's a lot, you know, there's a difference between sort of being able to use crypto and making crypto easy. And Divi is making crypto easy. And that's one of the reasons why I believe Divi is going to be one of the cryptocurrencies that is big and meaningful and whatever in the relatively near future, because a lot of these programmers are interested in programming and they don't understand what easy is.
That's the difference between marketing and engineering, man.
Right. And I would like to believe that Divi's had a lot of success in the year that they've advertised with us, and they're poised to release their new wallet, and Divi and during a period of time here 10 times in its value. If it is easy, they release the wallet that they were waiting on and all that stuff, then I suspect you will see another precipitous rise, as they say, in the value of Divi, which I would like to believe is, I'm holding, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I'm not telling you what to do with your money, but I'm holding Divi. And you may want to get some, as so many people have. The place to start is diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I, diviproject.org. And you can start playing around with their tech. You can get some Divi. You could even get a masternode or stake some Divi, whatever you want to do. They've got some great opportunities for you. D-I-V-I, diviproject.org. And, is it a recommendation on my part? Yeah, I'm recommending it because I think it's going to be successful, but... You know, there you
get
go.
Get that Marianas Retirement Money Fund going.
Indeed. DiviProject.org. So let's go on with the article.
All right. A professor at Washington and Lee University is offering a writing seminar called How to Overthrow the State. I kind of want to get in on that. Which places each student at the head of a popular revolutionary movement aiming to overthrow a sitting government and forge a better society.
And this is, let's define here. When we're talking about the state in this circumstance, we're not talking about Idaho or Oklahoma or Rhode Island.
In our case, the United States federal government.
Right. And states really were, the reason they're called states is because a state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege of the use of violence in a given landmass. That's what it defines a state. And, however, the United States, which we call a country, is not a country. The states are countries, and they are part of a federal union agreement.
Which they're not allowed to leave.
Which they're not allowed to leave. Or at least they tried to kill them last time they did. It's a little murkier than that. Honestly, South Carolina did not have to fire on Fort Sumter.
Okay.
You know? Sure. Yeah, they could have just let them out there. The federal government wasn't leaving Fort Sumter, but they weren't doing anything there yet either. So, and the South played into their hands in that way, and we got the just desserts. As far as I'm concerned, if you found your nation on slavery, all the best to you. Go ahead.
All right. Students are charged with writing their own revolutionary manifesto.
That's a good idea. Have a kid write a manifesto, sure.
That works so well with all the other manifestos that kids write. In light of reading from revolutionaries like Che Guevara. The right-wing outrage machine, as you can imagine, is feasting on it and offering it as an example of the radical takeover of higher education.
Well, in eighth grade, we had a mock constitutional convention.
Okay.
Right? And I believe this was, Constitutional Convention was the putting together the Constitution of the United States. So there is a second Constitutional Convention, I guess. Obviously, it was the first one that put together the Articles of Confederation. Is that right? So these were the founders, right?
Right.
Their 1789 was when the Constitution was ratified. But And 1776 is when the Revolutionary War started. So there's this kind of murky time frame in between these two things.
And there's been another group within the last 15 years or so calling for a second Constitute Convention, right?
Third, okay, whatever. You know. But a con, yeah. And, I mean, no one complained that the Christian school I went to was having, was training radical revolutionaries.
Simpler times.
Just remember... I mean, the founding fathers, George Washington was a man at least so committed to the notion of independence from England that he was willing to shoot people, center of their government workers, center of mass.
Can't talk about that here.
Just saying. So, I don't know why, you know, okay.
This is the author speaking. I'm intrigued by the class because I tend toward free market anarchism myself and think that states are neither necessary nor sufficient for prosperity.
Yeah, I love how academics can get away using the term anarchism. Seems like a poor choice. Go ahead.
Whatever. There's a burgeoning academic literature on this with books like Peter Leeson's Anarchy Unbound, exploring the theory and history of statelessness, and AIER's own Edward Stringham's Private Governance, looking at how...
See, now, step down here for a second. You're one of these people who likes the term anarchy, right?
I accept the term, yes.
Yeah. Private Governance sounds a heck of a lot less threatening than Anarchy Unbound, doesn't it?
Sure, but I've also, Stefan Molyneux wrote a couple of books with anarchy in the title.
Yeah, you like that term, yes.
Right. At the time he did. Well, I don't know how he feels about it now. But
I don't know.
I've read both the books.
Paid much
attention. The label fits in the traditional aspect of it, so I don't shy away
from it. In the etymology of it?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not even that great of an etymology, so an anarchist would be a person without a government, right? But an autoarchist would be a person who self-governs.
Sure.
So if you look at the two terms, self-governing versus no governing, a person who has no government must just lay on the floor
okay. And
do nothing. Because there's nothing to govern their body. A self-governer would then... govern themselves, right? They can move their own arms. They're governing, right? So it's worth pointing out that, maybe this term isn't that great even
and
there.
We've had this conversation before with, you know, autarky and autarkist.
Yes.
And how it then gets confused with the...
autocrat.
Right.
Yeah.
So it would lead to similar confusion, but whatever. It's fun arguing with anarchists of other hyphens as well.
Well, you can have that game. I mean, libertarians calling themselves anarchists and socialists calling themselves anarchists arguing on the internet. Whoopee! There's a fun time had by all.
Morning constitutions, it's good reading. Looking at how institutions and organizations that protect people and property have emerged without coercion. That's the private governance book.
Yeah, well, so we will see there. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Get your calls coming in, and you can talk about whatever you want. Or you can talk about the idea of this primer for revolutionaries. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump told a North Carolina rally that he intends to nominate a woman to succeed Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday at the age of 87 after a battle with pancreatic cancer.
We said that if for any reason we have a vacancy on the United States Supreme Court, we will fill that vacancy. And by the way, we have plenty of time. There's a lot of time. So we will uphold equal justice under the law for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
Two names have come to the forefront, Judges Amy Coney Barrett in Chicago and Barbara Lagoa in Atlanta. Barrett is a conservative pro-life Roman Catholic who clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia after she graduated from law school. This is USA Radio News. Federal officials intercepted an envelope addressed to the White House that contained the poison ricin, according to law enforcement officials. The letter was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Donald Trump. A preliminary investigation indicated it tested positive for the poison found naturally in castor beans. Federal investigators are working to determine where the envelope originated and who mailed it. The FBI, the Secret Service, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service are leading that investigation. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says close contacts of people with COVID-19 should be tested regardless of whether they have symptoms, reversing their controversial recommendations reportedly over the advice of agency scientists. CDC's testing guidelines now bluntly counsel people who have been within 6 feet of a person with documented infection for at least 15 minutes to get screened immediately. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in, talk about what you want. It's Mark with you.
And Rich.
ForkFest 2021. It may seem early to talk about this, but
real early.
We're committed. Okay. We had one of the very few Liberty Festivals in America this year. And it was pretty darned well attended. So I'll just give you the rundown here. Join liberty-minded voluntarists and libertarians from June the 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so you can go to both. You want to do 2 weeks? Great. And ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one's in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV or motel, Cape site, whatever it is, or RV site and motel room. Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July 4th. Now's a good time to do it because then you can make sure you got it. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other liberty-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experiences or events you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance so that you can connect with fellow ForkFesters. We've got a website here. This is the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are at the unofficial website. Nothing's official at ForkFest.
The last stronghold of liberty in 2021.
So it's ForkFest.party. ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June the 28th through July the 4th. We'll see you at ForkFest.party. Let's go to the phones. We've got AC calling from Ohio. AC, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
All right, good. And it's interesting that you're on, Mark, because I got a bone to pick with you.
You got a bone?
Oh, I got a bone.
Okay. Bone?
Go right ahead.
Okay, so I'm listening to your defenses of why you think the TikTok ban should be banned. I'm like, you know, Mark, you basically went basically full retard.
Okay. I'm told you're never supposed to go full retard.
Yeah, you aren't supposed to. And
you can be a little autistic.
Okay.
No, I'm autistic, so that's cool. And some of the reasons you were giving for why you support this ban are the same kind of arguments I've seen statists use to try and debunk our libertarian views over and over again on many different issues. And I feel like you basically just rehash a lot of things they were saying, they said at times, and just repackage it to try and use it for defending this tyranny of the past. I mean, first off, you tried to say that, well, you don't think the Chinese communists deserve freedom of speech because of the horrible things they do.
I'm talking about their government officials. I mean, somebody could just be a communist, right? Like, I think that communists, you know, your average college student, probably a communist, right? They deserve freedom of speech.
And they're on TikTok.
Maybe.
So you're sitting there saying, like, you were sitting there saying that, you know, you're defending the rights of communists and saying that they don't have a right to have the Chinese government,
the Chinese government doesn't have a right. It doesn't. Yeah, the U.S. government doesn't have a right either.
Well, they actually do have a right. Individuals in that government have a right to freedom of speech, and individuals that program.
Not when they steal. I mean, like, those individuals, like, their whole operating purpose is we're taking money from people that they didn't willingly give us, and then we're going to do stuff with it. And what that stuff is, speech.
You don't forfeit your rights to speech because you've done something immoral. Okay?
You forfeit your rights when you do immoral things while you're in the commission of them, right? Like, you don't get to talk while you're beating up my family. You know, so no, you don't have a right to freedom of speech while you're, you know, punching my family members in the face. So, yes, you do forfeit rights.
I do agree on that, but the thing of it is, though, is that the people that are using, like, you do realize what a government crackdown on this is going to lead to, right?
What's going to happen?
It's going to lead to it's going to lead to them going after people. Do you want them also going after people who continue to use the app? Because just because you take it off the store doesn't mean people aren't going to be.
Oh, I'm not saying this is well executed. No, I'm, you know, don't. I think this is mostly a political stunt to show that Trump is he's mean. He's meaner to China than Biden is. That kind of thing.
Well, I agree on that. But you realize that if you give the government an inch, they're going to take a mile with you, right? Like, you do realize
that should go without saying.
Yeah, that certainly goes without saying. But you realize that when the government's fighting governments, they're busy messing with each other. They're not messing with you.
No, they're still messing with me. They haven't stopped.
Okay. Well, what's that?
Well, with the case of TikTok, they are messing with the end consumer, right? Because if he bans it, you won't be able to download it. So if you were using it, you know, or if you were planning to use it or you desire to use it, you've now lost that ability as the end consumer based on government ads.
Yeah, the TikTok thing, I can't say what's going on with TikTok, but I can say that it is the it's made by the same company that makes WeChat. And WeChat is basically a social engineering platform.
It's also owned by Facebook.
Who is?
WeChat.
Is it?
I don't understand. No, I think it's basically the no. I don't think that's so.
Okay.
Yeah. You sure you're not talking about Instagram when they bought that?
They also bought WeChat. I'm pretty sure it's WeChat. Unless there's another one that I can't think of. What's that?
Oh, Facebook is like Disney. They're buying up everything.
Right, but I think it's WeChat. I could be mistaken. If I'm mistaken, please correct me. But some years ago, my buddy, you know, texted me. He's like, "Rich, I'm getting off of Facebook Messenger. Delete all the chats we have. Switching over to WeChat." I went, dude, the Facebook bought them like 3 years ago, like 2013 or 2014.
I think now you're talking about that's not the same one.
Okay.
I'll have to look it up.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about that. I'm just looking at it right now. But it's still that company, Tencent, that still seems to own them.
Okay.
WhatsApp.
Oh, okay. Yep, you're right. My mistake.
I had to look it up on my phone. I didn't remember the name of it. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're looking for messaging platforms, you've got to dig pretty deep to find, you know, the ones that are safe and all that stuff. best I can give you is off the top of my head, Signal is pretty safe, but it isn't the greatest integration. You know, it's a little clunky in some ways.
Yep, and I prefer Telegram over Signal.
Yeah, but Telegram, you know, Russian programmer, you know, you
so is Signal.
And Telegram isn't as supposedly it's been rated and isn't as you know, safe unless you're using the phone to phone encrypted. I'm not saying it's not bad. I use it all the time.
I just think the feature set's better than Signal.
It's better.
Yeah.
So AC, have you sufficiently lambasted me, or do you need some explanation for me further?
No, I got explanation for you further. I mean, like one of the things you did with, Ian, for example, was you basically said that he doesn't care about the innocent people that the Chinese government is hurting because he supports them right to have this app. That you actually said that, right?
And I think that's what I'm trying to do is say that, look, United States government, not a great organization. Chinese government, worse organization. And, you know, so if you're asking me to take sides in this little battle here, and I admit, I'm not talking about the good guys versus the bad guys. I'm talking about the bad guys,
red, white, and blue
versus the worst guys. So if you're asking me to take a side, yep, I'm taking a side. I'll take the side of the United States government.
I have a question. Another thing is, if I decide to use this WeChat app, are you okay with me going to prison?
I don't think that that's even on the table. They're just basically telling Google and Apple, you know, the government's telling the government, the government of the land is telling the government of the Internet that it's not supposed to do something. We're not talking about people being affected in that way.
Well, you do.
No, I guess I'm not. The answer to your question, thank you for asking, no.
But if it comes down to that.
No, I mean, it's not going to come down to that because they're not going to make it available. You can go find these apps. If you want to find TikTok's app, you can do it. Right. It's just disallowed in the app stores.
So for Android users who can sideload it,
can't you just go to TikTok's website and download their app?
I don't know.
I don't either. Free Talk Live, 855-450. Thank you, AC. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email admin. advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Richie Rich.
Go to freetalklive.com, sign up for our newsletter. We have a newsletter that will keep you up to date on all the stuff about Free Talk Live, because people want to know these things, and we got them there for you, especially when we put out our promos, so you can hear the little audio clips and that sort of thing. Also, new stations we add and all that good stuff. It is freetalklive.com. Let's go to Joe calling in from Wisconsin. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys?
All's well. What's on your mind, sir?
I just heard you guys earlier talking about the whole mask thing.
Yes.
And I think I heard you say that you've been wearing the masks.
I don't know what, Richie, I can't speak for you, but I will wear a mask if somebody asks me to wear a mask. I usually keep it in my pocket. I got those little paper things. They don't take much.
I have my full compliance mask, which you can hear all about by listening back to the archives for the Friday show. Not this past Friday the 18th, but Friday the 11th.
And that is a bulletproof, creepy Jason mask, except it's black.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys are telling me, as libertarians, you guys have been complying with the whole mask thing.
I've been complying with the request of private property owners on their private property.
Yeah, I've been watching Ian attempt to go through life without putting a mask on because they're dehumanizing or whatever it is his claim.
He's not wrong.
They are dehumanizing, right? Yes. Like covering up half of your human face is dehumanizing. However, what I'm seeing is that fewer and fewer restaurants are allowing him to come in, that he can't bank, he can't fly, he can't do a bunch of things.
The walls are closing in.
I would prefer not to become a non-entity. For instance, if I had chosen to not wear a mask, American and United Airlines, whom I just flew on this week, would have, well, I guess it'll be last week, late last week, would have decided that I could not travel.
Ever again.
Right.
Lifetime ban.
So there you go. I, drove my wife and family down to Florida, and then how do I get back?
Well, those are pretty good reasons.
So, yeah. But anyway, go ahead. I mean, make your point. There's people out there. I mean, you don't want people to wear masks, right? Make the point. Why don't you want them to wear masks?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious. But
well, say it.
What I was getting at Okay, well,
because they don't do anything. They don't protect anybody.
I think there might be some level of protection to them, but, I mean, we weren't doing them before. There were deadly diseases before March. So, you know, why now?
I mean, I just, obviously, the more people that comply, the more control they're giving, you know, the authorities.
Some places don't seem to care about you wearing a mask at all, and then other places, they don't even want you out of the house. So, I mean, America's really fractured right now.
I think the interesting point that you made was if everyone does it, right? And right now, the anti-maskers are so far outnumbered by the compliant majority
yeah.
that it's an uphill battle and almost unwinnable at this point to try to change the hearts and minds of people fearing for their lives of this deadly disease and convince them that it's okay to go about your business as you did prior to March.
Here's the thing. I haven't needed one at all anywhere I've been. So what I want to say is, you don't really need to. I'm surprised you guys haven't found a way around it. There's so many things you can say, like asthma, and you can fake all these things, and you could say you forgot it at home or something.
I have tried the medical exemption and have been told that, if you have a medical exemption and you cannot breathe through the mask, then it is incumbent upon you to wear a face shield. Because those don't have the breathing problems, you know, they're usually clear. And so I went and bought a face shield that just happens to be, you know, 10 millimeters thick of ballistics grade plastic.
And now they don't want you to wear that because it's creepy looking.
At the Apple Store, because of optics.
Yes.
At least the Apple Store. I haven't really tried it.
I just want to say it's people like you that are ruining for us anti-masters, because if you guys would hop on the wagon and quit wearing them, maybe they wouldn't keep trying to make us wear them all the time.
Hell, I can appreciate your point, but I think that, mainly what you have me doing is arguing with 20-something ladies behind cash registers who have really no power at all and are just sick and tired of dealing with my annoying butt. Yes and no.
I think there's also strength in numbers. So if you wanted to make it an anti-mask protest where 20 or 30 or 50 or 100 of you, you know, all go on and about town, going into shops.
Government buildings.
Sure, government buildings. Why not? Without
because those are the jerks that are making the mandates.
Right.
Right. They're turning these, you know, cashiers and clerks into unpaid deputies, and that's just not fair.
Right. Not only would I support that, if it was, you know, well within my schedule, I might even participate in that. Because I think that's worth it.
Yeah.
But
keep a smile on your face when you do these sorts of things because it goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Joe.
Thanks.
But arguing one-on-one with every single shop clerk that you go to because, you know.
It's just not going to work.
Which is why, again, full ballistics mask, right? And I don't have to say a word because I've got a text-to-speech app on my phone that does all the talking.
God. Let's go on with the article from the American Institute for Economic Research about the sort of revolutionary primer thing here.
All right. We'll jump right out into the 10 questions for the young leaders of these revolutionary movements. Question number one, do I have the facts straight?
Now, this is a question as a young revolutionary that you should be asking yourself. Is that correct?
Right. Part of this writing prompt or whatever, the article is 10 questions for aspiring revolutionaries.
Yes.
So if you are an aspiring revolutionary, do you have the facts straight?
No.
Probably not. Karl Marx said that the philosophers have hitherto only interpreted the world in various ways. The point is to change it. I doubt very much that you will know which changes you need to make if you don't have a very good idea about your starting point.
Yeah.
In his book, Factfulness, and its many excellent online presentations, the late Swedish professor of international health, Hans Rosling, identifies a lot of the ways that things have gotten better, especially for the world's poorest.
Let's get that right. In the 20th and early 21st century, things have gotten significantly better for the world's poorest. Significantly better. Go ahead.
Suppose, for example, that you encounter the name Milton Friedman.
Yeah.
Perhaps in connection with lamented neoliberalism, and maybe in connection with human rights abuses perpetrated by the brutal Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. Friedman has been denounced as the father of global misery, and his reputation has taken another beating in the wake of the 50th anniversary of his 1970 New York Times Magazine essay, The Social Responsibility of Business is to Increase Its Profits, which I suspect most people haven't read past its title.
Right. I mean, he just saw the word profits and, I hate profits because somebody expects me to be accountable.
Well, also, in today's age with social media and the shortness of Twitter, right, headlines are what sell everything. But what happened during the age of Milton Friedman, as the economist Andre Schleifer asked in a 2009 article, Schleifer points out that between 1980 and 2005, as the world embraced free market policies, living standards rose sharply, while life expectancy, educational attainment, and democracy improved and absolute poverty declined.
As the world embraced free market policies, living standards rose sharply, life expectancy, educational attainment, and democracy improved, and absolute poverty declined. Man, I thought capitalism was bad. They told me capitalism was bad.
Well, because it still leaves the poor out. The people that are still poor.
Well, the problem is that people got rich, right?
Right.
Because that's what communism is. Rich hating, not poor loving. Because if you love the poor, you would want them to get out of absolute poverty. But they don't. They want them to stay in it so they can be an example of how capitalism doesn't work.
It's
so
the
they
inequity.
Can tick away on their Apple phones, you know, about how bad capitalism is.
From a Starbucks.
Yeah, from a Starbucks. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Things have never been so good, and they are getting better, especially for the world's poor.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Things have never been so good for the world's poor, and they're getting better every single decade. And that's absolutely indisputable. And let's point this out. I get it. Communism, socialism, these things haven't really been tried, right? But they have. Right?
If Elon Musk can have billions and Jeff Bezos can have tens of billions, then surely they can give some of that to the poor folks.
I get it. You want rich people to give away their money. But that's not communism. That's just wishful thinking. It doesn't make communism work. Socialism, every time it's been tried, leaves piles of billions of bodies. I know. Democratic socialism. No. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.